No matter how bad things get in our life, remember that God loves you and created you for a purpose on this earth. Isn't that a good feeling? Any trial that comes, comes from the devil. And this world as a trial of our faith. God will use that trial to refine the precious faith that we have. That faith that is finer than any gold that we can possess, guys. That's on the bottom of your sheet because I want you to take that home with you. I want you to remember that. File that away. And whenever you don't think you can go any farther in your life, please get that out and read that paragraph. I hope this brings you comfort and hope. I hope it might regain your strength and the purpose that God has called you to, no matter what terrible things you may be going through today or in the future. May you be a person that believes in signs and miracles. A person that, you know, God works in obvious ways. That when you're praying for a sign and that truckload of signs comes by, you better pay attention, right? A person that always believes there's a greater plan and purpose for your life. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. And we give you praise for this church and all the people that come here to worship and work for your kingdom through this church. As we go from this place, protect us from the heat, Lord. Help us glean your creation in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, next week is going to be when bare feet hit holy ground. You might guess it's a story of Moses there. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves for our tithes and offerings this morning. Will the ushers please come forward? Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks and praise for these tithes and offerings that were given to you through this church. We thank you for those willing to give. We ask you to bless the giver and to bless those who will receive, Lord, this church's ministries, this community surrounding this church, and around the world through our apportionments, Lord. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. From this place today, may you truly experience God's presence in your life. If you are in one of those low places today, or this week, or next week, or maybe you have been in a low place, please remember that God is faithful to you. And this church will do its best to be faithful to you as well. Know that you have people here that care and love for you and will help in any way we can. Go with that power in your life. Go with that peace in your heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.